bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
With Eyes Stayed on Him by Dr. Carol Geisler for Monday, February 17th, 2020. The text is Psalm 119, verses 4, 5, and 6. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. Runners sprinting down a track need to keep their eyes fixed on the finish line. A glance to see what other runners are doing may cost precious seconds. And as the psalmist runs through life, he keeps his eyes fixed firmly on God's commands. The divine precepts form a path at his feet, and he does not want to stray. As you and I run the race of faith, we too pray that we will be steadfast on the path of God's commands. But we also want to keep our eyes on the finish and on the one who ran on that path before us, Jesus, our Lord. I often stray from the path of God's commands, but Jesus did not. In him, the psalmist's prayer finds its fulfillment, its finish. Jesus obeyed his heavenly Father, even to the point of death. And through his blood shed on the cross, you and I, we were washed clean from our willful and our stumbling sins along the path. By God's grace, through faith in Jesus, the righteous requirement of the law is fulfilled in us, in you, as Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 4. In the sight of God, you are not put to shame. God does not see your stumbling falls or your failure to keep his precepts. Rather, God looks at you and sees that you are clothed in the righteousness of Christ Jesus, dressed in the perfect obedience of his beloved Son. By faith, we have been created. As Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, we've been created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. How do we know what are the good works we are to do? Look to God's commandments. Love and worship God alone. Honor your parents. Those of you who are married, live in faithfulness and honor to one another. Respect your neighbor's personal well-being, their property, their reputation, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. These God-pleasing works stretch out before you like a path. Follow them by faith and in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not an easy path. You will be tempted to stray and take your eyes from Jesus. But he is with you from start to finish. You will find strength in the forgiveness he won for you through his death and resurrection. You are nourished by his word and through his body and blood and the bread and the wine of his holy supper. And with the help of God, you join the psalmist in praying for steadfast faith until the time God has appointed for you. You will reach the finish line. And then, by God's grace, you will say with the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all those who have loved his appearing. And we pray in his name. Heavenly Father, help us walk steadfastly in the path you have set before us, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, who walked the road to the cross for us. In his name we pray. Amen.